Nebraska inches closer to legalizing online sports betting. Nebraska became one of the first states to legalize land-based sports betting in May 2021, but it has been cautious about expanding the activity, and currently, it is only possible to place sports bets at the Grand Island Casino Resort and Harrah's Columbus. Legislating for online betting. However, recently, Legislative Resolution 3CA was advanced by the legislature's General Affairs Committee with a 5-2 vote. The resolution would legalize online sports betting, and it seems that there is strong support for the move among lawmakers. The hope is to place the issue before voters in the general election. If it secures sufficient public backing, the state constitution would be amended to legalize online sports gambling. Historically, gambling measures that reach the ballot have received substantial approval. However, time is of the essence for Nebraska lawmakers. If they miss the current window, the earliest the proposal could appear before voters would be in 2026. Despite some opposition, most legislators are confident that the proposal's current wording is sufficient to put it on the 2025 ballot. They believe that if voters approve it, there will be room to refine the details in subsequent sessions. One of the strongest motivations for pursuing this measure is the potential financial benefit. Legalizing online sports betting is projected to generate an additional $32 million in tax revenue for the state. Nebraska has not traditionally opposed sports gambling, especially since the federal ban was lifted in 2018. Lawmakers consider the pros and cons. Governor Jim Pillen had previously said that he would not block land-based betting legislation if it reached his desk. He also suggested that delaying the matter to future legislative sessions might help mitigate opposition. The prospect of increased revenue is a compelling factor for many. For instance, Senators Jana Hughes of Seward and Tom Brewer of Gordon, while initially hesitant, recognized that the potential financial gains for the state made a strong case for moving forward. While there are no guarantees, there are certainly promising signs for Legislative Resolution 3CA.